Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Shane Garrity. Shane is a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus in the College Seminary at the Josephinum. Is that right?
That's right.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, Shane.
Thanks for having me, Father.
Let's start with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this time together. We ask that you bless our conversation. We ask that you bless our listeners. Help us to come to know in a deeper way your love for us this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Shane, one of the things, and I'm going to kind of hit it again because you brought it up in the last bit of our conversation was, you know, you talked about horarium. That's our word for this series, you know, this sort of schedule of your day. But it goes to the greater point of discipline. Mm. Now, growing up, would you consider, like, I mean, you did talk about, like, you kind of had a schedule growing up, but was it a fairly well-disciplined life, would you consider?
Yeah, I would say so. And not exactly by our own choosing, you know, I mean, our parents kept it pretty, we had a, you know, a chore chart and all these other little things, but it was, you had to run on a tight schedule with seven kids in the house, so, you know, everything was pretty orderly.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, like there is, we talk about this sort of natural formation, which is necessary not just for, you know, the priesthood or religious life, which is going to require a certain discipline, but really just to be a disciple of the Lord. There has to be this sort of natural discipline that we train ourselves in. And part of that is the use of our time. Part of that is hard work. You know, and you mentioned that you went to work in the oil fields in Texas after high school. So was that a difficult adjustment, or was that kind of that discipline of hard work already there?
I would say the discipline of the hard work was there. I personally found it to be a lot of fun just because it was, everything was new every minute, you know, I mean, anywhere you were going, they'd give you a company truck and you get to drive that. And then, you know, you had to go do all these things. The discipline in that job was really, some people say like 50% of the job is show up and you're doing better than a lot of people. But I had to discipline myself on the off hours. That was the hard part because they could call you at 3 a.m. and say, we need you, you know, halfway across the state. So it was really, you know, you get home, you shower, you eat, you go to bed, and you wake up and you do it again. So there was a lot of discipline already instilled, I think, at that point from my upbringing. And it carried through and helped a lot when I was, you know, me and my brother were definitely odd people in the oil field. You know, we weren't the ones going out to bars and, you know, things like that. And because of that, we did really well. You know, people could depend on us to be somewhere, and they knew that if we were going to show up, we were going to show up ready to work and not tired from the night before or something like that. So the discipline definitely played an important role in Texas and whatnot.
So in seminary then, that seems like it would have been an easier adjustment then too.
Yeah, it was. I was hesitant going in. As I said on the last segment, there was part of me that didn't want to look at seminary because I was scared that it might be right for me in the sense of, you know, I mean, maybe this is what I'm called to, and maybe I don't want to. Maybe Jonah doesn't want to go to Nineveh, you know? So I was wrestling with that a lot when I came in, and I was like, man, they're going to tell me when to go to bed, when to get up. They're going to tell me I can't leave campus and do all these things. And I built up a powerful image of that in my head and worried about it for no apparent reason. Because when I got there, I took to it like a duck to water. I mean, it felt good. It felt natural. Like, there was a lot of schoolwork to be done, so I really wasn't staying up late anyways. I had to get up early, and we had house jobs and events on the weekends that we would take care of, and we'd have a good community life. We have a pub downstairs, you know, so we'd spend time together. So it was a good horarium. It was challenging. It takes discipline, you know, to get up on time every day like that. And gosh, the most important discipline though has got to be prayer. Like you have to, like, you can wake up and kind of move your eyes across the page for morning prayer, and you could go through the motions for mass, but you have to have solid prayer, and otherwise it just won't work, you know.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Shane Garrity. Shane, let's talk a little bit more about prayer and what it looks like in your life as a seminarian. So, we've had a couple seminarians on this show, and they often talk about the Liturgy of the Hours. So, you know, the church has this official prayer to mark the different times of the day, you know, so morning prayer, mid-morning, midday, mid-afternoon, evening, night, you know, and then some extras there in between. It's usually kind of a formal set thing, and usually set in common, you know, so there's psalms and readings and things. Right. I think we're fairly familiar with the Liturgy of the Hours, which is was that a fairly new experience for you going into seminary?
It was. I'd been on a live-in before, and my friend and I would pray night prayer when he'd come over to the house or something like that. But I had a sense of what it was about, but it definitely took some getting used to, and, you know, there's small things that would take a lot of getting used to throughout.
So, in addition to that, of course, there's daily mass in the seminary,
yes.
Which, you know, earlier you had mentioned that even your family would ever so often go to daily mass. So that's not hugely new, but of course, the key thing is that time of prayer and meditation each day, you know, outside of maybe the public worship that's to be offered, our own kind of personal time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. So how is that discipline?
Yeah, I would say that's one that I personally had a long struggle with coming into seminary. You know, it was very easy for me to show up to all the times and sort of be there and be present at them, but not exactly, not ready to take it on for myself and make it my own. That was where I had a lot of trouble. We'd have holy hour from 4:45 to 5:45 p.m. and then 5:45. We would have evening prayer afterwards. So for me, there was some dryness. There was some angst about schoolwork. There was not really knowing how to settle my mind and just be present in front of our Lord for an extended period of time. It really took a long time for me to get that down. And so into my second year, you know, I read a book called Time for God by Father Jacques Philippe, and that really changed my spiritual life. It made me aware of things that I thought I was doing wrong. It turns out they're very normal in the spiritual life. And it reaffirmed that understanding of we don't know how to pray as we should. If you can show up and you can just be present in front of the Lord and simply say, look, Jesus, I'm here. And I'm here for you, nothing else. That's been so pivotal in my prayer life. It's really changed it. The second thing was just reading the Bible has become, like, we have these goals in seminary every year. You know, you have to write three for the different pillars of formation for spiritual. You know, one of my pillars is simply to just read through the Gospels on a yearly basis, you know, to make sure that I'm keeping myself familiar with God's word, because that's the sort of the best seed for the spiritual life that you can put, and then to do meditations, Lectio Divina, with that. It's really been a blessing.
And that, you know, I think that's the probably one of the greatest challenges, but also one of the most important for all of us, regardless of our vocation, just as disciples of the Lord, is we have to make that time for daily meditation and contemplation. And as important as the Mass is in our public worship, and even daily Mass, and even and the various devotionals and the rosary and everything, the commitment of that time to just be with the Lord in silent meditation and contemplation is so crucial, but also so difficult. And I think it's refreshing to hear you say that it is something very simple in the sense of just being present there and making ourselves present and really letting the Lord do the work. That's really where it begins.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that one of the main things, too, was learning how to push the rest of the world out of that time. Trying to make a silent time is actually really hard, it turns out, in the 21st century. You know, I remember I'd go in and, you know, oh, well, I got to turn off my phone, and then I'd see an email, and then I'd be, you know, I wouldn't look at the email, but I'd be thinking about it constantly throughout Holy Hour and things like that. So I had to start just leaving my phone in my room for, you know, the time leading up to that, so I wouldn't have to think about those things. And trying to really making one of our spiritual directors has this saying that holiness needs to be your consuming concern. And so putting that as the priority, putting your time with God before everything else, it's kind of scary, you know, because it's like, well, you're going to get your grades back one way or the other. And it might reflect whether or not you had a holy hour, you know. Letting go of some of that control, I think, was tough for me. Letting go of the other parts of my schedule, because I was saying, no, this time's for God and nothing else. It's hard to let go of that.
Yeah. Well, excellent. Well, thank you so much, Shane, for joining us. If you've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship, I'm Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me has been Shane Garrity. Until next time, peace and all good.